Chapter 5. Mowgli sang a song when he went to Council Rock. He danced in front of the pack. He danced on Shere Khan's hide. I killed Shere Khan. He tried to kill me for so long, Mother Wolf said. The man cub will kill you, to Shere Khan. Mother Wolf was right. Shere Khan took over the Seoni wolf pack. He forced me to leave the jungle. I came back and killed him. I took his coat from him. Shere Khan is dead. I killed him. The men forced me to leave the village. They thought that I was a jungle demon. They threw rocks at me. I did not do anything to hurt them. I left the village. Water came out of my eyes, Mowgli sang. But that is the end of Mowgli's story in the jungle. Our story is going to Novastoshna. It is the Bering Sea. It is the sea between Russia and America. It is cold, and nobody goes there unless they have to. Only the seals go to Novastoshna. It is a little beach. The seals come here to play. They come here to eat. They come here to mate. There was a seal called Sea Catch. He was 15. He was a very big grey seal. He never lost a fight. Sea Catch had a wife. She was called Matka. They had a baby. His name was Kotick. Kotick was a white seal. Kotick played on the Novastoshna beach. He liked to play king of the castle. He learned to swim. He was a happy seal. One day, all the young seals went swimming. They swam to a new island for a party. They went to dance somewhere new. Men came to the island. Kotick learned something new that day. The men took the young seals away. They left Kotick behind. I have never seen a white seal. It will be bad luck to take him, the men said. They were afraid of Kotick. The men took the young seals away in a boat. Kotick swam after the boat. He watched the men. They hit the young seals on the heads. They used clubs to kill the young seals. They cut the hides off the seals. Kotick was very scared. He swam back to Novastoshna. He went to find the sea lion. He was the leader of the seals. Kotick said, men came to the other island. They took the young seals. They hit them with clubs. They cut off their hides. You are wrong, Kotick. That could never happen, the sea lion said. I saw it, Kotick said. Then it will continue to happen. It will only stop if we find an island where men will not go, the sea lion said. Go and see Sivich, the walrus. Sivich will know what to do. Kotick went to see Sivich. Go and talk to the sea cow. The sea cow will know what to do, Sivich said. Kotick did not know where the sea cow was. He went to talk to Matka and Sea Catch. You will never be able to stop the killing. You should just keep playing. Others will die. You must play. That is life, Sea Catch said. Kotick did not listen to Sea Catch. He kept looking for a safe island. He looked for 5 months, but no island was safe from men. Please give up, Matka said. Find a wife. Have babies. Kotick thought, Mother is right. Kotick found a wife. He went to look for a safe island one last time. He was swimming in the ocean. He met the sea cow. The sea cow couldn't talk. She swam away. Kotick followed her. The sea cow took Kotick to a beach that men never came to. Kotick was so happy. He swam back to Novastoshna. He told all the seals, I have found a safe beach. Men never go there. The sea cow showed it to me. The seals did not believe him. They laughed at him. We will go with you, but only if you beat us in a fight, the seals said. Kotick fought the seals. He beat all of them. Half the seals of Novastoshna followed Kotick to the beach. They were all safe. The other seals came a year later. The seals were all safe on Kotick's beach. Kotick got married. He got fat. He was very happy. No man could club him.